RadioStPete.com presents Job Talk with Dean Logan. Job Talk with Dean Logan is presented in part by Eagle Datagistics. Eagle Datagistics is one of the premier Oracle Gold partners on the East Coast. Eagle Datagistics, providing hardware and software sales, data recovery, DBA services, and recruiting. With more than 10 years in business, in downtown St. Petersburg, it's Eagle Datagistics. Now, let's go live to our studio on the 10th floor of the Plaza Tower in downtown St. Petersburg, the offices of Eagle Datagistics. Now, with Job Talk, here's Dean Logan.
Thank you, Joe Bordeaux, and welcome to Job Talk, the only radio program in Tampa Bay dedicated to talking about jobs. I'm your host, Dean Logan, and for those of you tuning in to Job Talk for the first time, I want to let you in on what we're trying to do here. It's my goal to talk with the leaders of every employer I can in Tampa Bay, big and small, and in every possible industry, so that anyone who's considering moving their business or making a change in their employment will know what it's like to live, work, and play in Tampa Bay. All of my guests are making a positive difference in the community, and listening to Job Talk is a way to get to know them a little bit better. And in the process, it also affords me the opportunity to meet and talk with some very interesting people. My guest today, Mike Sutton, definitely fits the profile of someone who's making a positive difference in the community, as Mike is the CEO of Habitat for Humanity of Pinellas County. Welcome to Job Talk, Mike.
Thanks, Dean. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you so much for being here. I know how busy your schedule has been. And before we start, I want to thank Robin McCarr, you know, for all her effort in scheduling your appearance here and making it happen. It wasn't easy.
Robin's great. I'm glad she could make it work.
Yeah. So great. So let's start off by telling our listeners about yourself up until the time of you becoming the CEO of Habitat for Humanity of Pinellas County.
Sure. I'm very fortunate that I grew up in the Tampa Bay community. I'm an avid spokesperson for the community. I love it in Tampa Bay, and I couldn't see myself living anywhere else. Hmm. Grew up over in North Tampa, and went to Gaither High School. And after high school, I actually moved on to the University of South Florida, where I got my bachelor's degree. Hmm. From there, I actually had a job opportunity where I left the state for a while. So I lived in Indianapolis for a few years. Mm-hmm. And then from there, I relocated to Texas, which is where I got my first exposure with Habitat for Humanity. Mm-hmm. I worked for an affiliate in the Bryan College Station area of Texas and was there for about 5 years. And then just really missed being around friends and family. And had an opportunity to move back to the Tampa Bay community. For the last 6 years prior to Habitat for Humanity, I worked for Big Brothers Big Sisters in Pinellas County.
Wonderful. I'm also a member of Big Brothers and Sisters. They do great work.
Oh, it's a great organization. Yeah. I've been matched with my my little brother for about 5 years. So yeah. He's 14 going on about 30.
Yeah. Mine's I've known him for 12 years now. Hmm. A long time.
That's great.
Yeah. So wonderful. So let's talk about, you mentioned coming back here. Mm-hmm. You know, so what makes Tampa Bay such a great place?
Well, look where we live.
Right.
I mean, we're very fortunate right now. We're looking out over the bay. We really do. We live in paradise. It's such a great community. There's so much that it has to offer. I'm a huge sports fan. So mm-hmm. Being able to go check out a Rays game or a Lightning game at any time has always been great. You can't find a nicer beach than along our beaches here in St. Pete and Clearwater.
Great. So when did you become CEO of Habitat for Humanity?
A little bit over a year now. Okay. So I accepted the position in February of 2014. Mm-hmm. And started shortly after that in March.
Well, great. Well, let's talk about the history of this affiliate. It's quite a rich history, and I'd like to go through some of the milestones with you.
Sure.
Let's talk about how it all started.
Sure. So Habitat for Humanity International, which is our parent organization, started in 1976. So it's a fairly young nonprofit when you really think about it. Mm-hmm. It was started by a couple, Millard and Linda Fuller, in Americus, Georgia. And they really created Habitat with the idea that all people deserve a simple, decent place to live. here in Pinellas County, we actually, our affiliate was incorporated in 1985. So this year, we're very excited to be celebrating our 30th anniversary.
That's great. And, you know, I've heard from time to time that, I was surprised you mentioned who actually started this. I'd heard that some other folks were involved in starting this.
Sure. One of the biggest misconceptions of Habitat is that Jimmy Carter, the former president, started Habitat for Humanity. And that's not true. But however, he is probably our most visible volunteer. At 90 years of age, he still comes out and swings a hammer. He hosts a huge gathering on an annual basis in a third world country, typically, where they bring people from all over the world together to build homes in unison.
That's great. And so then you mentioned that it kind of started here in this area in 1985?
Correct, 1985.
Okay. And then you broke ground, I think, on your first home that same year.
Yeah, yeah. You know, when the affiliate was first started, you know, we raised funds pretty much spaghetti dinner after spaghetti dinner. So it took us a while to raise the money to build home, home after home. You know, we were probably building one to two homes a year on an annual basis then. Mm-hmm. And it really took us a good probably 15 years or so to really get going where we were building more homes on an annual basis.
So that first home, it took you about 4 months or so to do. But
correct.
It also mentions that the person who ended up with that home also put in about 1,000 hours of sweat equity.
Yeah, all of our homeowners put in their sweat equity, and that's what makes Habitat a unique program. Mm-hmm. Each homeowner that partners with us is required to put in between 250 and 350 volunteer hours, and that all really depends on the family size. So they're out working on our construction site alongside our volunteers, alongside our donors and other families. And they also participate on their own home build. So 100 of those hours are actually done on their own house.
It makes them really appreciate, I think, what's going on there, that's for sure.
Oh, for sure, definitely.
And so you started homes and you outside of Pinellas County as well, didn't you? Don't you do others as well?
Yeah, so our affiliate, our service area is Pinellas County. Mm-hmm. However, for every home that we build here in Pinellas County, we also build a home overseas. So our affiliate is partnered up with an affiliate in Guatemala. Oh. And an affiliate in Malawi, Africa. And so what we call it is a home for a home. So every time we build a home in Pinellas County, we are tithing on unrestricted dollars that are donated to the affiliate. Mm-hmm. And those dollars go to support a family in need overseas.
And so you started also, in 2004, you started Restore.
Correct.
Which is a home improvement outlet.
Yeah, yeah.
And how's that working?
Well, if you've never been to the Restore, it's just an absolutely amazing venue that I think is one of the best-kept secrets in Pinellas County.
I was surprised. It's huge.
Huge, yeah. It's
good
about
stuff there.
You never know what you will find. Mm-hmm. It's about 28,000 square feet. It's located in Clearwater on the corner of 49th Street North and Ulmerton. It's the old Jumbo Sports building for those who have been in Pinellas County for a while. The Restore is it's really a revenue arm of what we do. It provides an opportunity for the community to come by gently used or brand new building supplies, furniture, building materials. And the 100% of the proceeds from the Restore go back into building more homes in the community. So you like you said, you never know what you will find in there.
And it's good quality furniture as well. And there was even some computers, I think, back then.
Yeah, you know, we have great partnerships in the community where, you know, there's hotels that when they're renovating, they may donate furniture to us. We have some great partnerships with Ashley Furniture and Haverty's where they donate scratch and dent furniture to us as well. So, you know, again, when folks are redoing their bathrooms, it's a great place to come find countertops or new sinks or tubs. And, you know, a lot of builders will donate You know, if they order product that's the wrong size, you know, instead of trashing it, they'll donate it to Habitat.
That's great. You know, I didn't even know that it was open to the public.
It is. It is. We actually just put new signage up that says open to the public because many people, again, there's that idea that, you know, maybe that's our warehouse where we store all of our construction materials, or maybe it's just for our families, but couldn't be further from the truth.
So great. So let's talk about the work you actually do in building homes. Mm-hmm. I think there's a, you know, there's also a misunderstood concept there as well. Are there any myths that you want to clear up on that?
Yeah. So besides Jimmy Carter, probably the number one misconception of Habitat is that, you know, that we build these homes and we give them away. Habitat does not give away homes. We build homes in partnerships with families. And we sell them at 0% interest. So that's what makes Habitat's program tick. So our families come to us with a need. They're typically coming from a substandard housing situation or overcrowded situation. They also have to be able to show an ability to pay a mortgage. So these families are getting a 0% interest note, and it's a 30-year note. But they will be paying on that note, obviously, over the course of 30 years. And they have to show a willingness to partner with us. You know, in addition to the sweat equity hours that we mentioned earlier, they also go through a series of about 20 classes. And those homeownership classes are geared at helping them become more self-sufficient. 8 of the 20 classes are geared around financial management. So we're helping them to find ways to save. We expose them to predatory lending so that they're aware of that kind of stuff. And then some of the other classes, you know, that teach them how to be a good neighbor, how to, you know, if they have an issue with an AC unit or they need to fix something for the first time, they can't call their landlord. They have to figure out how to fix that themselves.
The maintenance part of it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's great. So, yeah, that on your website, it talks about what actually makes Habitat unique. And in that part, you actually call that part the building with dignity because it allows the folks to have sweat equity in there and actually be part of the actual building of their home. And so you do build locally, you know. Does that mean you have to raise your own funds?
We do. We do. We raise our own funds here in Pinellas County. We're supported by many local businesses, corporations, individuals. We have some foundations that support us. The municipalities throughout Pinellas County are wonderful supporters of us as well.
Mm-hmm. And basically, how many homes have you built so far?
So to date, since 1985, we built 325 homes. The next week and a half for us is going to be pretty crazy because we're actually dedicating 4 homes.
Great.
So 325 homes, 325 families.
And it mentions about 803 children have been affected positively by this?
Correct. That's a stat that we love to watch grow, mm-hmm. The number of families that, or number of children that live in Habitat homes.
Mm-hmm. And you've also funded how many homes overseas?
Almost 300. We're right underneath the 300 mark.
That's great. So, and that's part of tithing a portion of your funds?
Correct.
So how does that work?
So we tithe 10% of our unrestricted dollars overseas. It actually goes through Habitat for Humanity International, which is based in Atlanta. And those funds go to help build homes in other countries. So a home in Malawi or Guatemala, which is where our partner affiliates are, costs about $4,500 to build a home.
Wow. Also talk about building green. Is mm-hmm. that a big part of what you're trying to accomplish?
It is. You know, obviously, you know, that's kind of a buzzword nowadays. You know, everything's going green. But for us, a few years ago, we started on a townhome community where all the units were LEED certified homes. We also, you know, take that into effect when we're building our normal homes as well.
And finally, you know, you also talk about, I know that you have a subdivision in Clearwater that mm-hmm. You're in the process of filling up.
Sure, sure.
So tell us about that.
Yeah, in 2008, we partnered with the city of Clearwater to obtain an old housing project that was just dilapidated and really needed to be raised. And so we were able to acquire that land and replot the land to 51 lots. We've been building in there for a number of years now, and as well as throughout Pinellas County. So it hasn't been the only area we've focused on. But we will, we've completed about 45 homes in Stevens Creek subdivision. It's just south of Sunset Point off of North Betty Lane in the Green Old Greenwood area of Clearwater.
And how many are still available?
We have about, I would say, 8 to 10 lots left in there right now. So we'll finish it up sometime in 2016.
That's great. You also have some, I think, a town home project as well.
Yeah, we do. We have a town home community in downtown Dunedin. It's within walking distance of downtown. Very appealing, beautiful subdivision. It's about 19 units, and we're about 50% complete. So in addition to those two subdivisions, we build all throughout Pinellas County.
Mm-hmm. And so I'm speaking with Mike Sutton, the CEO of Habitat for Humanity of Pinellas County. And Mike, so do people, are you looking for people to donate their time, and you have volunteer opportunities there too?
Sure. We're always looking for volunteers. You know, we'll build approximately 40 homes this year, and we cannot do that without volunteers. Each one of our homes takes about 1,200 volunteer hours to complete. So you can do the math. We need thousands of volunteers on an annual basis to make Habitat successful.
And you also on your website mentioned that there's a couple of specific jobs that are, I think, paying jobs. Yeah. And let's talk a little bit about them.
Sure. We're, at Habitat, we're very fortunate that we have such an amazing employee base. We really pride ourselves on developing our employees and investing in our employees. We're fortunate to have 42 staff members at Habitat Pinellas. They make me look smart, so I'm very fortunate for each one of them. But right now we're actually hiring for a couple different positions. The homeowner outreach coordinator is a very new position for us. We've actually just created this position with the idea that this person would actually go out into Pinellas County and recruit homeowner candidates to come into our program, folks that would qualify based on the guidelines that can be found on our website.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of experience would they need to be able to do that job?
I think most importantly, they would have to have some flexibility. They have to work on weekends. They have to obviously interact with the public and be able to speak to folks of all different backgrounds and ethnicities. So they have to be able to communicate very well.
Mm-hmm. And that's a full-time job, though?
It's a full-time job.
40
correct.
Hours. Okay. Yep. And you also have a development associate.
We do. This is a restructured position for us, and we're looking for someone that can come in and really administer and maintain our donor database. We have a database that we're able to track our donors, our volunteers, our families, we need someone that can come in and really manage that and be able to help us advance our mission.
Any specific skills that you're looking for in that role?
They have to be able to know how to use a computer. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's probably going to be the number one. So they're going to have to be able to run reports and be able to crunch data possess listening and problem-solving skills mm-hmm. when it comes to working with computers.
What department is that going to be in?
It's in our development department. So our development department focuses pretty much on everything external that we do, okay. From fundraising to marketing to communications.
Mm-hmm. And the third job I see on there is site supervisor.
That's correct. And we actually typically have this position posted at all times. So we have a staff of about 10 individuals that serve as our construction site supervisors. They're the folks that work day in and day out on our construction site alongside our volunteers, alongside our families and our donors. And we are always looking for qualified individuals who have a construction background, who can most importantly, understand the value of working alongside volunteers.
Mm-hmm. And so you're looking, is this a job that's always open pretty much? I mean, if anyone had these skills, you always want to talk to these kind of folks?
Yeah, it's. I would say we're always accepting resumes.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay, good. Are there any other benefits that with what kind of benefits do you provide as well, and vacation stuff like that? Is it a good place to work?
Overall? Yeah, it's a great place to work. It's probably the best benefit package that I've seen in my career. So our board is very adamant about, again, continuing to invest in our employees. So we offer health insurance to our employees that the organization actually covers. So we pay 100% of health care for our employees. We provide dental, vision, long-term and short-term disability, PTO, a very flexible PTO package. We also provide just an amazing work environment.
And you're growing, too. That building, you're doing some construction inside. It's looking really interesting there.
Yeah, it's truly working on a construction site right now for some of us that work out of the office. We've outgrown our current location, and so we're actually doing a build out in our offices, and so we're adding more office space for some of these new positions.
And this leads into a segment of the program I call the interview tip of the week. So if somebody wants to apply Habitat for Humanity of Pinellas, what one piece of advice would you give them?
You know, I would have to say, when I speak to people about open positions, not only at Habitat, but other organizations, I think people don't do enough research. I think you cannot emphasize more that people just need to do research and really better understand the organization that they're interviewing with. So I would say and be able to passionately talk about that in that interview. I mean, that's going to definitely catch my eye. If I'm interviewing someone for a position at Habitat and they're passionate about what they've seen, what they've read about the organization, it's going to come out when they speak to me. At the same time, a couple of those misconceptions that we talked about, if you come in talking about Jimmy Carter, I'm not sure that, I'm going to, believe that you read our website.
Yeah. Okay. And you're also opening up new sites, right? A new store?
We are. We're very excited to be opening a second Restore location. And that will be in the north part of our county. And we'll be probably around September 1st will be the grand opening date. Can't tell you the location yet because we're still negotiating, but we've come to a verbal agreement.
Great. And you also mentioned there's going to be some more jobs in about 6 months or so.
Correct.
In what general area?
When we open that new store, we're going to need a manager for the store, some drivers to go out and pick up donations, some sales associates. So we anticipate somewhere between 5 and 6 positions. And honestly, one of the areas where we end up hiring a lot from is our volunteer force. Mm-hmm. So I would say if people are interested in being employed by Habitat for Humanity at some point, get involved with us as a volunteer because we typically do vet the jobs out through our volunteer base. That's a great place for us to recruit from.
You know, one thing I didn't mention, I want to talk about Charity Navigator.
Sure.
What is that?
So Charity Navigator is an organization that rates charities all throughout the world. They take a deep dive into organizations' financials as well as just their business practices. And we've been blessed that for the last 8 years, we've been recognized as a 4-star charity through Charity Navigator. And what's really exciting about that is there's less than 1% of all charities worldwide that can claim that they've been a 4-star charity eight years in a row.
That is pretty impressive for sure. And to wrap this up, tell us a little bit about the event that just took place in Guatemala.
Yeah, so once a year, we send a group of volunteers on what we call a global village trip. So we organize volunteers from right here in Pinellas County to go over to Guatemala, and they spend about 7 to 10 days working alongside local folks in Guatemala to build homes. And to build hope. And so we're not there to teach them construction practices. We're there to help them. Guatemala actually is one of Habitat's largest producing areas, and they build about 3,000 to 4,000 homes a year in Guatemala. There's a huge need. It's obviously a third world country that can use a lot of help. So we're very, we feel like it's a great opportunity for us, a great honor that we're able to go over there and work with folks in their community to help them build homes. So we had a group of 12 individuals that went on this trip. They spent a little bit over a week and helped build a couple homes.
That sounds great. And how often do you do that?
Once a year, we'll go to Guatemala. And every other year, we plan a trip to Malawi, Africa.
Great. You know, there's another part, a couple other things I just want to mention about your organization, because it's very interesting. Tell me about the Girl Powerhouse.
Sure. It's actually one of my favorites. Once a year, we raise money through a group of women that we call our Hammers and Heels members. So it's a giving circle of women who are leaders in our community. And those funds go into constructing a home that is completely built by women volunteers. So the whole home project, the funding as well as the volunteer portion of it, is done by women.
And how often do they build homes?
We typically do a women build once a year.
Once a year as well.
Yep.
Okay. And then the final thing I want to mention is the Blitz.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me about that.
We just came off our Blitz. We actually built two homes in St. Petersburg over the course of 30 days in honor of our 30th anniversary. So the Blitz is really a great way for Habitat to really pull together corporations and volunteers and get a little bit of excitement behind what we do on a normal basis. Typically, our homes during our Blitz build are built over the course of about 2 weeks. This year, we decided to do it over 30 days in honor of our 30th anniversary.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, it sounds like a great organization, Mike. I really appreciate you coming out here today and talking to us. You know, if somebody wants to learn more about your organization and or apply for some of the positions, you know, how can they do that?
The best way is actually to check out our website, mm-hmm. habitatpinellas.org. We have everything on there from volunteer opportunities to donation opportunities to how to become a Habitat homeowner.
Perfect. Well, again, thanks a lot, and I hope you'll come back again in the future.
Sure. That'd be great.
Perfect. Well, that was my guest, Mike Sutton, the CEO of Habitat for Humanity of Pinellas County. And if you're looking for a job or want to volunteer or donate, you can visit their website at habitatpinellas.org. And now it's time for Job Talk Alumni Update. From the St. Petersburg Arts Alliance, they want to remind everyone about their individual artist grant program. St. Petersburg Arts Alliance is partnering with the City of St. Petersburg Office of Cultural Affairs to establish an individual artist grant program. The $1,000 grants are intended to provide financial assistance to 14 St. Petersburg resident artists for specific projects. A feature of the grant program is public engagement of the artist's work in the visual, arts, dance, music, or theater disciplines. Applications must be received, not just postmarked, in the St. Petersburg Arts Alliance office located at 100 2nd Avenue North, Suite 150 in St. Pete, 33701. So make sure you check that out. And from our friends at Kobe Marketing, they want to mention that they have several job openings available, so check out their website at kobie.com. And my shout-outs today go to Larry in Texas. Good luck with your move back to California. Someday we'll get you out here to Florida. And to Ryan and Danielle, I forgot to mention your birthdays on the program, so happy birthday to both of you. And I want to thank you all for listening to Job Talk and for tuning in to RadioSt.Pete.com. If you haven't listened to the station before, you really should check out the great music, including local musicians who are featured here. The website is set up so you can choose your favorite style of music 24 hours a day, including Maine, oldies, jazz, and classical. I think you'll like it. Upcoming local live broadcasts on Radio St. Pete's main channel include Suncoast Tiger Bay Club luncheon broadcasts on June 11th with Pinellas County Sheriff Bob Gualteri, and Four Generations in St. Pete will be held on June 25th. If you miss a show, don't worry, because you'll find all the previous shows in the audio archive section where you can listen to all your favorites at your convenience. That's RadioStPete.com. You can download the free app and listen anywhere you take your phone, tablet, or computer. So check it out. And if you'd like to be a guest or know someone you think would be a great guest, please contact me at DeanLogan@RadioStPete.com. And to all of you who have reached out to potential guests on behalf of Job Talk, I want to thank you for your effort. I really do appreciate it. And I want to take this time to thank Joe, Chuck, Richard, Hari, my engineers Dan and Sean, and all the Eagles for their help. And as always, I want to end Job Talk with this final thought and say to everyone in the country, if you're thinking about relocating your family or business and are looking for a great place to live, work, and play, you should come visit and take a look at all St. Pete and Tampa Bay has to offer. I'm glad I did. I think you'll be glad you did, too. So thanks for listening, and until next time when we talk about jobs on Job Talk, this is Dean Logan. Take care, everybody.
You have been listening to Job Talk with Dean Logan, a presentation of RadioSt.Pete.com and Eagle Datagistics. Eagle Datagistics is one of the premier Oracle Gold partners on the East Coast, providing hardware and software sales, data recovery, DBA services, and recruiting. With more than 10 years in business, Eagle Datagistics in downtown St. Petersburg. Job Talk with Dean Logan came to you live from our studios inside Eagle Datagistics on the 10th floor of the Plaza Tower in downtown St. Petersburg. RadioSt.Pete.com